Khamenei mocks U.S. military strength, threatens Trump with regional war, we will end U.S. mischief. By Joshua Klein on February 2, 2026. Iran will put an end to the United States mischief, declared Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, who threatened regional war and accused President Donald Trump of inciting violent protests during an online tirade marking the anniversary of Iran's Islamic Revolution. Over the last 36 hours, Ayatollah Khamenei posted a barrage of messages to X in what amounts to Iran's latest propaganda blitz targeting the United States, Israel, and domestic opposition, intensifying his long-running narrative against the West and internal unrest. The Supreme Leader invoked everything from war threats to brutal domestic crackdowns in an attempt to reassert Iran's power and claim moral victory over what he described as Western-backed dissent. Khamenei issued a direct threat to the U.S., stating that in the event of escalation, this time it will be a regional war. He mocked U.S. military posturing, saying that Americans sometimes talk about war, saying we will come with warships and aircrafts, is nothing new. The Iranian nation is not affected by such talk. They shouldn't try to intimidate the Iranian nation with such things. He also warned of a decisive blow against anyone who threatens Iran. The regime's leader also pledged to remain on the offensive and put an end to the United States' mischief and harassment. Dismissing American concerns, he reduced the long-standing U.S.-Iran conflict to a blunt claim. The United States wants to devour Iran. The Iranian nation and the Islamic Republic prevent this. He also alleged Washington seeks to reclaim Iran's oil and mineral wealth. Resources he insisted Iran's Islamic regime has liberated from U.S. control since 1979. Iran possesses numerous attractions. Its oil, gas, rich minerals, and geographic location are attractive, he wrote. The U.S. wants to seize control of this country just as they controlled it before. Among his statements, Khamenei painted recent anti-regime protests as a CIA and Mossad-orchestrated coup attempt. The recent sedition was orchestrated by Zionists in the U.S., he said, claiming the CIA and Mossad deployed all of the resources. Khamenei insisted the unrest was part of a sustained confrontation with Iran's adversaries, declaring it would continue until, in his words, the enemy is left hopeless, a point he asserted the regime is certain to reach. The recent sedition wasn't the first nor will it be the last, he wrote, portraying Iran as a country in friction with the interests of global aggressors, before declaring the campaign would persist until the Iranian nation reaches a point where the enemy is left hopeless, adding emphatically, and we will reach that point. He further accused President Trump of instigating the unrest by expressing support for demonstrators. Khamenei praised Iran's internal crackdown, reported by some sources to have resulted in tens of thousands of casualties, crediting not only the regime's forces but also civilians for helping crush what he referred to as an engineered insurrection. It was the people themselves who trampled the fire of sedition into ashes, he wrote. Among the more provocative claims, Khamenei likened the protesters to ISIS. Like ISIS, the seditionists in Iran burned people alive. They beheaded people. They committed the very same atrocities that ISIS committed, he wrote. He also blamed the U.S. for both groups, stating, "Who created ISIS?" The current U.S. president explicitly stated, "We created ISIS." Khamenei's remarks signal an escalation in tone, downplaying U.S. military presence and blaming President Trump for fomenting unrest, as part of Iran's broader effort to project regional dominance and portray the United States as overreaching and ineffective. The matter comes amid Iran's sweeping mass arrest campaign to crush renewed nationwide protests and as U.S. intelligence assessments describe the regime's grip on power as historically weak following last year's strikes and internal unrest. On Sunday, Iranian lawmakers chanted, "Death to America! Death to Israel!" while dressed in the uniforms of the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, during a parliamentary session. The coordinated display marked a unified public allegiance to the U.S.-designated terrorist IRGC by Iran's top elected officials. Joshua Klein is a reporter for Breitbart News. Email him at jklein@breitbart.com. Follow him on Twitter at Joshua Klein.